Thank you. I'll be the first one to break the mold and get away from potassium and go into the realm of nitrogen. Today's discussion is going to be much more of a talk on Oklahoma State's approaches to developing a sensor-based nitrogen rate calculator and less on some of the data we've actually gotten. We're just going to kind of tell you our approaches and how we're taking it on. Work's been done with a lot of people and a lot of help, but primarily we have Dr. Taylor and Dr. Ron is to the leads on this project. The sensor-based nitrogen rate calculator, for us, it's all online on a webpage, nue.okstate.edu. It's available, and what we're able to do is provide currently for grain producers a way to determine a mid-season nitrogen application rate for winter wheat, corn, sorghum, and many others. And it's all off of this website. And at this time, we have 20 working algorithms, not only based in Oklahoma, but across the world from rice to winter wheats, sorghums, and so on. And this is, as you can tell, if we have algorithms from India and Argentina and Australia, that we're working with a lot of different people. So we aren't just solely working out of Oklahoma. We're working across the world on a lot of this work. And as you see, number 21, it's cotton. It's coming soon, and hopefully really soon we'll have something going. This is what the producers see when they're using our calculators online. I'm not going to get into the technology needed or how it takes to get here, but basically you need to know two things. We use information from a handheld sensor. We're primarily using the GreenSeeker sensor. We ask the producers just a few items. We have what crop they're growing, when the crop was planted. We need to know how many days it's been in the ground. This NDVI is the measurements we receive from the GreenSeeker sensor. So we have two measurements. We have the farmer practice, which is the entire field, and some kind of a reference strip measurement, which is usually an NRIT strip, which is a strip across the field that has a significant amount of nitrogen on it, a sufficient amount to get that crop through the entire season without any kind of deficiencies. We also have built in some other factors. We have some economics and some other factors in there. So they put in the inputs and they get an output. They get yield prediction or yield potentials without any added fertilizer and with fertilizer, how much nitrogen we recommend, and also the economics behind that. So they can see potentially what they can make without adding any fertilizer and what they can make with adding fertilizer, not taking into account application cost. But this gives producers some hands-on. They can look at some numbers and they can make a decision on their own what they want to do with their mid-season nitrogen application. Now getting into cotton, you know, we've been working in the grain crops for many years now, over 10 years in wheat, 5 to 7 years in corn. We've been working with the grain crops. We're pretty knowledgeable about that. Cotton is a new realm for this technology for us, for this nitrogen determination for cotton. And it has much different aspects. Everybody in here is cotton gurus, I'm sure, so you already know. If you under-apply fertilizer, you reduce yields. If you over-apply fertilizer, you're going to get rank growth likely, and that causes all kinds of problems. You have pests, you have the harvest, and quality issues. So nitrogen in our grain crops, we over-fertilize, we just lose that nitrogen. We aren't affecting our quality, our yield, or anything along those lines. For cotton production, we have this window. Too little and too much are bad. So we're trying to get in between that level. And also the nitrogen demands, we have to look at that. The nitrogen demands on cotton early is much less. That vegetative growth, the nitrogen demands are much less. It's when it starts getting into that early flowering up to peak bloom. That peak bloom is really where nitrogen uptake is really going on, and it's going strong. And we want to be able to make sure there's enough nitrogen in that system at the time when the crop needs it, that it isn't deficient at all. But we also don't want to have too much nitrogen in that system so that it's either lost or causing luxury uptake and excessive growth. So with the sensor-based nitrogen rate calculator, developing this algorithm, what do we need? What are we striving for? We're going to lean on our knowledge of grain crops starting out into this to try to get something working at first. So our first attempt, I might say, is leaning on what we've done already in our grain crops. So what's needed? A yield prediction model. And this is something that is the primary basis of everything we've ever done is yield prediction. For winter wheat, for our corn, we're going in mid-season and predicting the yield at mid-season and the fertilizing to make the difference in that yield. And we'll talk a little bit more about this later. Also, the response index. The responsiveness of that crop in that year, that season, to added fertilizer nitrogen. Nitrogen removal, we need to know and understand how much that that crop takes up, how much nitrogen that crop takes up per unit of yield. And also the efficiency of which that nitrogen is being taken up by the crop. We know through many different publications, so on, for cereal grain crops, it's about 33%. Although it's argued to be between 25 and 70. But for most of what we work with, we're assuming grape crops is 33%. We need to know for sure in cotton also. We put these components together to create our algorithm. In the basics, and we'll go through all this later on, but basically, N rate is going to equal a YP0, which is the yield prediction model, YP0, that's yield prediction without fertilizer, times the RI, times that crop's responsiveness to nitrogen. So if we have a higher RI, that means we're going to have a higher response to nitrogen, and that means we're going to get more yield with added nitrogen, minus that basis, which is YP0. So you're looking at, okay, what could that crop yield with added nitrogen, minus what it's going to yield without added nitrogen, and you know you have to fertilize to meet the difference. You're trying to fertilize the difference of what the environment isn't providing. And the environment, as everybody knows, is extremely variable. And then we multiply that by the percent nitrogen as a yield component and then divide it by use efficiency. So why do we use YP? The basis for why we use the yield prediction model, it's simple. Bray said many years ago, nitrogen is mobile, and mobile nutrients are yield dependent. With added nitrogen, you can increase yield. More yield is going to take more nitrogen. So we work everything off of this yield prediction. Also, we're using NDVI as a function of GDD. Now, NDVI is what the sensors read. GDD is growing degree days. And in Oklahoma, we can use Mesonet for winter wheat if we want cumulative growing degree days. Or for summer crops, we can just go number of days between planting and sensing. And this really gives us a value of NDVI as an estimate of biomass. It gives us a value of biomass produced per day, which in most crops, we know for a fact in the grain crops, that relates extremely well to yield. Biomass produced per day relates to yield. What we need to know is this also going to be the same for cotton. So here's an example of what we've done in winter wheat. This is yield data from 1998 on through 07. We have on one side, the bottom, we have NC, which is the NDVI divided by growing degree days greater than zero. For winter wheat, we have to use growing degree days greater than zero because it's not growing every single day, it's in the ground. And then on the other axis, we have the grain yield milligrams, and you'll see that we have an upper limit there. That dashed line is what we use as our yield prediction line. That dashed line is, okay, if we have an NC of 0.06, we're going to have a yield potential of 2 megagram per hectare. That's potential. At that point in time, that crop has a potential of making that much. We can't account for locusts coming through, hail, or anything like that, but at that point in time, that crop could make that much. Well, this is what we have from our first year of cotton as an NC. This first graph up here, we have yield, which is in terms of kilogram of lint per hectare, and the bottom is NC, and for this, we're using NDVI divided by days from planting to sensing. The first is going from all readings from this site. We're looking at vegetative to maturity, to mature bowl. There's really not much there, as you see. When we look at all those dates combined, there's not much there. But as we start removing dates, we have our next graph there on the left, top left. That's going from candle up to maturity. And we use 55 days onto our last sensing. And then our bottom graph, which has the best R-square of 0.45, is using from flowering up to maturity. It is about early flowering. We had 64 days at that time of sensing. So we can see that our early season from this first year, our early season sensing, wasn't giving us a very good estimate of yield. However, as that season went on, our estimate of yield was increasing, our ability to estimate that yield or predict that yield. Now moving on to the response index. The response index comes from a lot of forethought from the professors at Oklahoma State and the ability to look at long-term data. Now, I apologize for this being winter wheat, but our long-term cotton trials look the same. This is just a graph that we're able to use quite a bit. If you look, the yellow bar there is 0 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare for at the same plot every year since 1971 on through this data goes to 03. The blue bar is 112 kilograms per hectare, so 100 pounds of nitrogen per acre every year on the exact same plot. Now, even avoiding the first couple of years, if you look at 93, 95, and 98, well, even 99, you see a huge increase of yield due to that added nitrogen. But then look at 2001 and 2002, where that check plot that hasn't received fertilizer in 30-some years is making just as good as those plots that did receive that 100 pounds every single year. This is that responsiveness. Some years, the crop is extremely responsive to nitrogen, that it's got the ability to grow, but not enough nitrogen provided in its soil environment to give it to that maximum yield. And then there's other years where, whether it's environment or nitrogen provided by soil, the crop does not need any added nitrogen to get to maximum yield or very little. So if our producer was commonly putting down 120 pounds of N year after year, they missed out over two-thirds of the time on this. They either over or under fertilized their crop at this location if they put on between 100 and 120 pounds. They either lost out on yield or extremely over fertilized two-thirds of the time. This bottom is nothing more than the blue bar divided by the yellow bar. Yield from the nitrogen plot divided by the yield from the check plot. And you're seeing some years it's zero. There's no difference, no added benefit. Then we have our maximum, which is 4.1. A 4x increase of yield due to nitrogen, 100 pounds of nitrogen. Those years it paid off. And you don't see this. This is scattered across the entire 30-plus years. It's not consistently getting more or less on that RI. We're having the zeros and less, or actually ones. We have less than ones over there in the last 4 years. So the response to the added fertilizer nitrogen is RI. We're looking at RI and DVI. We want to see if we can measure that responsiveness mid-season. So we use the NDVI of an enriched strip or a reference strip of some kind divided by the NDVI of the farmer practice and relate that back to the yield from the enriched strip or that reference strip divided by the yield from that check or the farmer practice. And we look at the relationship of those two because we know in the past it's not normally one-to-one. So there has to be some conversion in there to get it to that correct relationship. And so this is the relationship we developed off of our first year of growth. We have an R-square, still low, 0.42, but there is a relationship there. And so we will use that in the algorithm that we're building. And hopefully as time goes on, we increase the data on all these. The yield prediction model, the RI model, we make them more robust. The first couple of years that they had the wheat or the corn algorithms, the YPs, graphs didn't look much different than this. But it's the robustness of having many years over many locations that really makes everything we're doing work better. Nitrogen use and uptake. From the Cotton Corp, I pulled from the paper 50 to 55 pounds of nitrogen per bale. Oklahoma State recommends 60 pounds of nitrogen per bale. And if you look at that, this isn't saying I've got down there lint at 12.5%, and it's not saying there's 12.5% of nitrogen in that lint. But if you take your lint yield goal or your lint yield, multiply it by that value, that's about how much nitrogen was used. And then also I kind of adapted some results and adapted some results from the assessment of nitrogen content. And over a range of nitrogen rates, he had about the same difference there, the 10 to 18% over from his check up to his higher rate there looking at that percentage. And we're going to use this as we can predict the yield of lint, multiply it by this value to know how much nitrogen put back into that system. Also, we have to look at uptake. Maximum uptake, CAT is showing between 49 and 71 days after planting. And that's for those two different rates. Then we also consider the literature saying the NUE. I've been reading a lot of papers lately. There's no one solid number in nitrogen use efficiency of cotton. Depending on which paper you look at, I've seen from the 80s to the 20s. So for this, we're going to use a standard of 60% just for this presentation, let's say. Now we have all the components to build a nitrogen sensor-based nitrogen rate calculator. We're going to take, to get an N rate, we take the yield prediction model times the RI equation, which is right here, times the percent nitrogen, well, minus the yield prediction again, and then times the percent nitrogen divided by efficiency factor. So we can have our NDVI values measured from that farmer practice, input it into the YP0, predict our yield prediction, multiply it by the RI to see how much response we're going to get out of that fertilizer, subtract it from the predicted yield without fertilizer, so we know, okay, we might make a bell extra if we add fertilizer. Now we know we're going to add enough nitrogen to create or to make one bell extra, and that's what we shoot for. What we don't know right now and what we're working on towards, can the cotton crop catch up? If we're deficient early, can we catch up with a later season application? What level should pre-plant be at? Also, what is our application window? And then we have, okay, how do PGRs, defoliants, and on-the-go technologies fit into our sensor-based work, which Dr. Taylor will actually be talking about a little bit of this stuff on the PGRs and some research he's done tomorrow morning in the Governor's C, and I can see I'm short on time, so I appreciate everybody's attention. This is actually one of the applicators that we could be running in cotton. This is going through corn right now, but we can do on the go. We have the technology.